The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
You have very eclectic musical tastes.
I do.
And I like that about you.
It's all over the place. But it's good.
Good stuff. Hey, Steve Adubato here with Al Gattulo. Charlie's in the studio with us as well. Pick up the phone right now. It is a Friday. It is a beautiful Friday. Joe Piscopo and Frank and the team will be back joining Al in the studio next what?
Wednesday. They fly back on Tuesday.
Yep. Joe's having a great trip. It's been awesome. And listening to him has also been great. But pick up the phone and give us a call, 877-970-2999. Listen, I'd like to have fun. I'd like to goof off. I like to play Godfather references and do a quiz and guess what kind of music you're playing. And I like to do all those things. But there's news.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's the thing. I set this up before we went out to the break, and I want people to call and talk to me about this. Don't call names. Don't be nasty. Let's talk substantive on the issues. All I'm saying is that I'm not a fan of what the Democrats are doing right now in these hearings. I don't particularly like that they're secret because there's a perception on the part of some, including the president, that the hearings that are going on as to whether the president put pressure on the Ukrainian president, Zelensky, to in fact investigate Joe Biden and his son before that, I guess, $300-400 million of aid, military aid, went to them. I don't love that they're in secret, but here's the thing. Lindsey Graham out there blasting it. I'm looking at Lindsey Graham saying, this is horrible. They're leaking information. The Republicans should be part of the hearings. The reality is, by the way, Jim Jordan and other Republicans are in those hearings. But here's the thing. While they are blasting, the president and the Republicans are blasting the Democrats for doing this in secret. Charlie, do us a favor. Could you please play again the Lindsey Graham from 1989. This is the Clinton impeachment. 1998. I apologize. Yeah. I'm that old. That's what happens. So 1998, the Clinton impeachment proceedings. Clinton, a Democrat. This is a younger Lindsey Graham who's talking about the exact same process there in the House rules of having only committee members ask questions, which Democrats and Republicans can do right now, but not every member. This is Lindsey Graham 21 years ago.
The depositions, I think, will determine whether or not we go forward with hearings. I think it's a very smart thing to do is to depose these people and find out what they've got to say and not drag this thing out unnecessarily.
He's also saying, and Lindsey Graham will not debate this, don't call it fake news. Don't say we're the enemy of the people. He said he doesn't want every member of Congress in those hearings. He said because it's going to be a dog and pony show. Mike Pompeo said the exact same thing when he was in Congress. All I'm saying is the rules should be the same for everybody. Let's go real quick.
Well, hold on. We got Joe calling in on the line here. So let's pop Joe up real quick. Joe, how are you?
Hi, Al. Hi, Steve. We're checking in. And, you know, I got to tell you, I've actually had a drink of wine, so anything could happen on this phone call. Thank you very much. No. I said, no, you know what? I just wanted to call and say hi. I'm here with Frankie, and we were Frank Volpe and his lovely wife at the Vineyard in Avellino, and just hanging here. And again, thanking the Columbus Citizens Foundation for sponsoring this phone call. And I'll tell you what, I didn't even know that Avellino made wine, but we did. But anyway, so I'm all full of patriotism, all full of heritage and legacy, and I wanted to just check in. And we go back, I guess we go back to Sorrento today. Guys, yes, and then we're off to Florence and where are we going to Venice, right? And then we're going to do a gondola thing. And Frankie, you're with us the whole time, right? You're staying with us. He's with us the whole time.
Very nice.
Guys, so what's the news of the day? Steve, what are we breaking down today, my friend?
Well, we've got a couple things. By the way, Governor Murphy's coming on at 9:25. We're going to ask him about the fact that he said recently, Governor Murphy said, if you're a one-tax voter and tax rate is your issue, either a family or a business, if that's your issue, if that's the only basis on which you're going to make a decision, New Jersey is probably not your state. I'm going to ask the governor about that, and I'm going to ask him if he misspoke. I'm going to ask him what he thinks tax fairness is, if it's really only increasing taxes on those who earn more. We're also talking about Lindsey Graham. I just did Lindsey Graham from 1998, where he said the hearings and the way they're taking place was exactly the way they should be done when Bill Clinton was president. And now he says the hearings are a sham that the Democrats are holding. We're just trying to be consistent and not be involved in what's called fake news. You can relate to that, right, Joe?
Yeah, it's tough to
see.
Watch.
Joe's having fun over there, and we're doing serious stuff,
right?
No, because you know what? I got to tell you, we opened up a little symposium at the restaurant last night, and Frank said, "Hey, let's take some questions." So I said, "Frank, not now. They're having too good of a time." Frank goes, "No. We'll take this. Is me and Frank talking. We'll take some questions, and you know, we'll talk politics because this is a very astute audience that we have with us on the trip." So they go. I go, "Okay." We just about started. We just sat down and nothing was on the table. And it went a little long there for a second. And then Frank goes, "Oh, are there any questions that you want to ask Joe?" And one lady said, "Yes." And I said, "What was your question?" She goes, "Where's the bread?"
Dove è pane?
Yeah, that's more like where we are, that. Because I see the upset and I see everything else, the way it is around the country. It's like, and like the lynching comments, and it's everything else. Everybody's got to just slow down, step down, and relax, for crying out loud. You know, it's getting too sensitive, too crazy. And Steve, you know, and I'm glad you got give Governor Murphy my best, because, you know, one of the nicest guys. You know, I don't agree with him politically on that tax situation. And I'm
But you're always civil when you disagree. You are always civil, Joe. That's the rule. You don't name call.
Yeah.
You don't mock him.
Yeah.
But you disagree. No, and I disagree with him on a lot as well.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Al, you ever know Steve gets all the governors? They never come on our show when I'm there.
Stop it.
I think it's my fault, Joe, because he's afraid that I'm going to yell at him.
Hey, Joe, we had to negotiate with the press office that Al could not yell at the governor.
Yeah, I think it's great that he called. And the fact that the one thing you got to give him a shout out for, and I said this before about Governor Murphy, he bought film production back. I don't know how we lost it, Steve, in Jersey, how we lost film production where they were shooting. Whether you like the shows or not, they were being shot there. Then everybody went away. Law and Order. When I was at SSVU, I did it last year. They said, "Oh, we were in Jersey." I go, "What?" I said, "You were right. They were right across in Weehawken somewhere." And then they shoot. You know, it's like that show costs like $4 or $5 million.
That's right.
That's a big. That's a big revenue generator. Yet somehow they lost that contract in New Jersey. So now Governor Murphy goes out to California, and Steve, you know better than I certainly, but then all of a sudden Steven Spielberg comes to Patterson.
They're offering deals, Joe.
You got to give credit.
They're offering tax credit deals. I'm going to tell him that Piscopo is all the way in Italy, but he wanted to give a shout out. I said, "Governor, Joe Piscopo does not want to ask you about taxes. He'll do it when he gets another chance, but right now he wants to say thank you for helping to bring the film industry back." I'm going to give you that shout out.
You know what? Thank you. Because you know why? And I'll tell you what. And the thing is, Patterson, I've been railing about it. Al knows I've been railing about the inner city. You know, you blaze the path.
Born and raised in Newark.
Blaze the path. Helping at-risk children. And how, coming out of the Italian community, your father saw the light and started the North Ward Center. But that really, and with Raymond Chambers, I mean, that really was something that just was seared into my heart. And that's what we try to do now. So when you want to rebuild a town, you want to positively image them. Remember, I used to have the Positive Impact Foundation?
Yeah,
remember
great that? Foundation.
Empowering at-risk children with the positive media. And that's exactly what Steven Spielberg did. That was so cool. But the tax thing, the thing is, if you get a chance to talk to the governor, and Al, of course, will jump in. He might really jump in with like a bulldozer, mm-hmm. but we can't afford to live there anymore. Steve,
that's exactly
where you
right,
live,
right.
I don't want to give away your hometown, but you can give your street number if you'd like. But it's like,
I told him what I paid in taxes yesterday, Joe. 53 grand? 53 grand.
How do you justify it?
And by the way, I got to take my garbage. And they're cutting back on garbage pickup. 50, oh my please, God. You should come into my house and take the garbage for that.
No, then down the shore. And I know you got a shore.
But that was the other house. I'm sorry, Joe.
No, listen. Then you go. You go down the shore. You got to pay like tax all year long.
That's right.
If you paint your house, you improved it. Now you're going to have to pay a tax on it for improving it. I mean, the state's got to stop, man, because the tens of thousands. And you know what? John Katsimatidis, our dear friend, gave a brilliant synopsis of Greece, a beautiful country Greece is. But I think John said they lost like 300,000 citizens just leaving because of that socialism and that whole, mantra that you can't make money. And they leave. And matter of fact, that's what's happening in Italy as well.
I am no fan. And I'm glad Joe mentioned this. I know he connects politics to Italy and socialism, but I got to tell you something. Yeah, some people will say, hey, Adubato, you're a liberal. You can call me what you want, but I'll tell you what. I am no fan of Democrats or anyone else who calls themselves progressives. And my wife said this to me last night. Jennifer, I know you're listening. Everything is free. College is free. Everything is free. And by the way, nobody is going to have to pay for it. The Medicare for all, nobody's going to have to pay for it. Here's my view. The bill comes through the way Joe and I grew up. You did not take or get what you couldn't pay for. Pay as you go. And I'm not a big fan of just saying everything for everybody. Because A, I think it takes away incentive. B, yes, I do think government has a role to be helpful to those who are struggling. But free everything? Are you out of your mind? It doesn't make sense.
Steve, to your point, it's a good point, man. When you go to some of the great hospitals in the area, and then you see them jam crowded. If you go in and you're paying astronomical premiums on your health care, you walk into an emergency room and you see jam crowd of people. I've said to hospital officials, no names mentioned because they're all friends of ours, Steve, but you go in, you go, what happened? We have to take everybody in. We can't turn anyone away. So you and I are paying for virtual free health care for everybody. And you know what, Steve? If I could, if I really could, I would.
I want everyone to have quality health insurance and not anything better because we make a few more bucks. But let's be honest about what it costs. When Elizabeth Warren was in that debate, Joe, and I know Joe's having a great time and having his sixth glass of wine, but here's the thing, Joe.
No. Just sipping, please.
I apologize. I'm sorry. I meant Frank had his eighth glass of wine. But here's the thing. Yeah, when Elizabeth Warren was like, no, only the rich are going to pay for Medicare for all. It has nothing to do with the middle class. It's not true. Even the other Democrats, the more moderate Democrats like Amy Klobuchar was like, Elizabeth, stop BSing on this stage. At least Bernie's being honest. Everybody's getting whacked to pay for that. Then let people decide how they want to vote. Me, personally, I don't like the idea of saying nobody's going to have to pay for this. Everybody's going to benefit except the really rich. That's an argument that gets old over time. And by the way, in New Jersey, we're going to ask the governor about this. You keep whacking people who make the most money. You ask them, how long before you want to move to Florida? One day more than half the year, Joe. What do they pay in property taxes? Zero. That means New Jersey loses all those income taxes.
Right.
So listen,
that's right,
you could be a Democrat and so call yourself a progressive. That does not mean you're a socialist and you give everything away and you tax those who have the most and that's your answer to everything. That's not the kind of philosophy I have, and I know that you and I agree on that.
That's so true. And also, I know you guys got a break, but Mayor, I got to tell you, as you listen, we have so many great sales folks. So many people work so hard at that radio station. So they asked me to do certain things and favors, like here with Perillo. We always give Perillo a shout out. We always give the Columbus Citizens Foundation a shout out for helping out the Italian American community since 1944. Scholarships for kids to go to school, the Columbus Citizens Foundation, and a big thank you to Perillo Tours. But Mary is great. She's one of our superstar sales gal. She handles Army. I'm so proud that we have Army on this radio station. My father, of course, in the United States Army Air Corps back in the Second World War, who went through and he freed these villages from the Nazi regime all those years ago and on the soil that I'm standing right now. And Army has a game. It's
what
November
day is that
9th.
Saturday,
and,
November 9th.
And what's the deal? $75?
$75.
And you get to meet you and Joe?
Me and Joe. You get food, you get beer, you get a parking pass, and you get a ticket to the game. For $75, you can't beat the deal that it is. And if you've not seen a game at Army in Mikey Stadium, it is just one of the great American traditions.
That's going to be great.
You know, so I got to tell you, it was for Al to go, you know this is happening, Steve. You know,
that's
Al,
true. That's
he's usually working. And you're usually working.
He's working on the weekends.
I have to work that Sunday because the Jets and Giants are playing, but I am making the trek up to West Point, to Mikey Stadium, because it is such a great event.
That's awesome. Hey, Joe, listen.
Hey, guys, great radio. Hearing great things. I love you. And, you know, ciao from Avellino. I will check in. I'll get Frankie to call in. Debbie is here. And you know what? We miss you. We miss you guys. You're doing a great job. And we just love this whole family that, you know, I got to not kiss up to Steve, but give credit to our bosses for putting us all together, Mr. Crowley and Mr. Boyce, putting us all together and just having this.
Phil and Jerry help make it happen every day.
Yeah. You know, it's a great platform, and we appreciate you being there, Steve. Al, we love you, and give us a call, and we still got. I got to get a couple more presents. That's the pain when you travel; you got to get presents for everybody, and I'm like, and then you have a whole other suitcase.
So it's all good. You're gonna figure it out, and don't lose your suitcase,
right?
Okay, don't lose your luggage.
All right, I won't.
It's all good,
Joe.
Love you, and we'll talk to you in a little while.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay, Joe.
Thanks.
You got it.
Piscopo's having the best time over there.
He is.
Go to Susie, talk to us about traffic, and then we're coming back to talk to Joe and Jim and everybody else on 877-970-2999. Steve Adubato here. Listen, I want to find out what you think about this whole Ukraine thing with the president. Did he pressure Zelensky? What about the testimony of the Ambassador Taylor, who's 50 years in service, who said, listen, that was the deal. Republicans are saying it's a secret process. Democrats say we're just going by the rules. Tell me what you think. 877-970-2999.
Hey there, guys. Good morning. Alternate side is in effect. An accident on the Verrazano Bridge, Brooklyn-bound upper level is gone. Delays on the D against southbound begin at McLean Avenue in Yonkers. Inbound George 10 for either deck. Inbound Lincoln 20. And at the Holland 20 from the Turnpike 30 from 1 and 9. Stall on the Parkway North and at the Driscoll Bridge, still in the center lane. Accident on 280 westbound near exit 4. Great shape on the New York State Thruway north and south between Westchester and Rockland. Greenwich issues two separate accidents on the Merritt, one northbound, one southbound, single laning. Avoid the Merritt if you can. And the crash on the LIE eastbound at South Oyster Bay Road, just the HOV lane is out. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Join me and the son of our president, Donald Trump Jr., on November the 1st at the next Dining Out Dialogues. We'll be at Bobby Vann's at Park Avenue from 3 to 6 p.m. Join us. Call Bobby Vann's for reservations today.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. If you're planning a wedding or an engagement party, a corporate event or holiday party, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed, and the memories will last a lifetime. Let Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. She has beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metropolitan area. Private yacht, not in your budget? Then how about a private deck charter? Franz yachts are fully insured and Coast Guard certified. Visit FranzTouchOfClass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet, then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you details of the services provided. Talk to Fran today about adding that extra touch of class to your event. 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or FranzTouchOfClass.com.
Mom, I think this doll I found in the attic is cursed.
No, its eyes are just very lifelike.
Then why does its head keep spinning?
Be my friend forever.
Oh, that is scary.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on Geico's easy-to-use mobile app. You can manage your Geico policy whenever, wherever, wherever.
Let's play with another doll. Or we can just bury it deep in the ground.
Happy Geico-ween. Download the industry-leading Geico app today.
Joe Piscopo telling you about Balance of Nature. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. Balance of Nature is natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. People report their skin looks better. They have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality. quality of your life. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself, please. Balance of Nature is now offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end anytime soon, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code The Answer.
Dennis Prager coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
All right, Al Gattulo here with Steve Adubato, and we're filling in for Joe Piscopo today. As Joe and the morning team, Frank Morano, W. Duhame, they are all out in Italy. They are in Sorrento right now, and they're heading all over. They've got another couple of days while they're out there, and then they will be back on Wednesday. Monday, Kevin McCullough will be filling in for 4 hours doing the morning show. And then on Tuesday, Arthur Idala will join me in the studio, and we will be doing the show on Tuesday. The entire team is back on Wednesday, and I know that Joe is looking very, very much forward to getting back on the air after being off for as long as he has. But I know, I mean, he keeps calling in and telling us about this great trip in Italy. He's having such a blast. And, you know, Steve, I mean, he's having a good time. A little sip of wine, a little mozzarella. You know, it's nice.
And the reason I was running back to be late is because he was talking about Italy. It got me all pumped up. He's talking about biscotti. What do they think I did?
What?
I went over to try to get an espresso out of the machine.
Nice.
To try to get a feel for Avellino.
We can send somebody out to get me an espresso. That's not a problem.
I would love that.
Okay. Done.
Yeah, because that's why I was late. I'm sorry.
Right. Very good.
Let's do this. Marie Bliston from the NJA is on right now. I'm going to go back to those other callers in just a few minutes, and we talk about the whole thing about how the Democrats are running this, which some people think is a secret campaign that, secret hearings on the Ukraine situation. Republicans, in many ways, including Lindsey Graham, who's been most vocal, the record shows that he thought it was exactly the right thing in 1998 when Clinton was being impeached, and now he thinks it's a terrible idea. But we are going to we'll promise I'll come back to that. Just a little bit. Steve Adubato here. The number is 877-970-2999. This is AM 970. Joe will be back next week. But right now, a colleague and a friend, Marie Bliston, who is the NJA president, the New Jersey Education Association. Marie, how are you, my friend?
Good morning, Steve. I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. By the way, Marie, do us a favor. Tell everyone, while you're the top executive over at the New Jersey Education Association, how many teachers, how many educators are represented?
Well, Steve, I'm a classroom teacher myself for well over 30 years, very proud of that. And I'm equally as proud to represent over 200,000 of our school employees, ranging from our aides, the bus drivers, cafeteria workers, custodians, librarians, maintenance nurses, security secretary, teachers from preschool through community college.
Good stuff. And by the way, I say this every time. We do a cooperative initiative with the NJEA, the New Jersey Education Association, called Classroom Close-Up that they've been producing for years. We feature educators who are really making a difference and very innovative and creative and on public broadcasting. And I just want to give a shout-out. Our daughter Olivia, who is in the fourth grade over in the Montclair Public Schools, she loves her teachers. That's 5 years in a row. Every teacher she's ever had, it's been great. So a shout-out to all those great public school educators who make a difference in our children's lives every day. Marie, let me ask you this. While there are tons of education issues to talk about, the one I want to put on the table is standardized testing. Where are we right now in the state of New Jersey with this thing called the PARC test, the standardized test? Is it going away? What's the deal?
Well, you know, PARC test is a series of questions that meet the requirements for standardized testing at the federal level, but it's just one of many avenues. The PARC test was very problematic with the way it was rolled out here in our state, and when it was rolled out, various problems across many of our districts. And as we look forward to the new assessments for new learning for the needs of our students and what they're going to need when they become adults, we know that we are moving away from the PARC to something that is more reflective of what they're actually going to be able to do.
Got it. Marie, let me ask you this. If you were to say, And by the way, in November we have, I'm looking forward to being at the NJA convention in Atlantic City. We do, we interview all kinds of leaders from the organization and teachers, the teacher of the year. It is so inspiring. Our production team goes down there and puts on a half hour special. Let me ask you this, Marie, beyond this park standardized testing thing, if I asked you live on the air on AM 970, which I will right now, the number one issue facing the world of education, particularly educators, is?
Right now, recruitment of new people to come into our profession and retainment of.
We lost her? Yeah.
We'll get Marie back. As we get Marie back, let me just set this up again. The New Jersey Education Association, again, represents all those educators and others connected to public schools. And what I'm fascinated by is the fact that, again, I'm a big fan of saying, I know taxes are high, but I think teachers are underpaid. I really do. For what they do, for the impact they have, for the value in society, the fact that our children are with them every day, I don't get how we pay teachers what we pay them. And the whole idea is, oh, you know, those teachers, they only work 9 months a year and then they get the summers off. Are you kidding me? I've spoken to so many public school teachers late at night in all kinds of hours because, you know, it's not 9 to 5, 3 or whatever you think it is.
They get summers off, but they don't get paid.
No.
Let's not forget. I mean, the teachers that do get paid is because they break apart their paycheck so that they can, you know, get paid during the summer and get a paycheck. But listen, I think they do need to be paid more. I think part of the problem is that you've got a lot of districts that don't want to pay teachers more. And some people stay in the districts that they're in because they've been there 15, 20 years. If they move to another district, it's going to end up being an issue. We actually have Marie back on the line.
Marie, sorry about that. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Steve.
Marie, pick up that point you were making about recruitment.
The number one issue that faces our great public schools, and I was noting that we had just been ranked number one in the United States for the best quality public schools, and that is hands down because of those quality professionals that I just mentioned working in our areas. But
that was Education Week.
Occurring with baby boomers exiting, new people coming in, and we have a problem when we tell our new people coming into the profession that there is a problem with the compensation, with the way things are set up right now, and that we need to address that and fairness throughout. And we're working on that in our great union, our NJEA, with legislators and with the governor. So, but that would be number one. And I would tell you that standardized testing, the overuse or abuse of it, is certainly ranked up there alongside of that. We're working very hard with the administration to find, as I noted before, the next best assessment that would be able to measure our students in what they need to know and what we need to do to provide for them so that they can become, right, the productive citizens. We don't teach reading or language arts just for the sake of that. We teach it so that students can apply it in their lives. And we're also equally as devoted to the arts, music, art, education, as we are with everything else. I think all that has to be taken into account. And again, we're looking forward to working with the administration, legislators, parents, and other stakeholders on all of those areas.
And by the way, as Marie talks about the administration, she's talking about the executive branch of government in New Jersey. In fact, at 9:25, right here, live on AM 970, we'll be joined by Governor Phil Murphy. We'll be having a very spirited and respectful and important and relevant conversation with the governor. And Marie, I cannot thank you enough for joining us. I look forward to seeing you in Atlantic City. We will not be gambling, but we will be talking education down there. And Marie, I wish you and all your colleagues at the NJEA the best. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Steve. Okay. See you down there. Bye-bye.
And again, a shout out to all the public school educators everywhere, all around the region and the country. Let's go to a break, and we'll be back after this.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
54 degrees at 8:33. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City DOT officials are expanding a program that would time green lights in favor of cyclists instead of drivers. The so-called Green Wave has been operating on one street in Brooklyn, and now the DOT wants to expand it to several other spots in the city. The Green Wave allows cyclists who are going 10 to 15 miles per hour to catch a series of green lights, while drivers who go a bit faster will hit more red lights. The program will soon come to Prince Street in Manhattan, 43rd Avenue in Queens, and Clinton Street in Brooklyn. A rare Star Wars action figure is set to go on the auction block next month, and it could set a world record. Hakes Auctions is accepting bids on a 1979 Boba Fett rocket-firing prototype that could take in as much as $500,000. The current record for an auctioned Star Wars figure is more than $112,000. As many as 100 prototypes were shipped to Kenner Toys from the Hong Kong manufacturer, but only 25 of the figures reportedly have survived. The auction is set to close on November 7th. In sports, Rangers' five-game losing streak is over. They routed the Sabres 6-2 at MSG. Islanders have won five straight. They beat the Coyotes 4-2. Thursday night football, it was the Vikings over the Redskins by the final of 19-9. Stuck in traffic, Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Partly sunny and 55 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Alternate side is in effect. Delays on the Deegan southbound beginning at McLean Avenue and Yonkers. You're slow down to the Cross Bronx. Cross Bronx westbound already pretty slow from just after the Bruckner to the outbound George. Inbound George, 10 for the upper, 5 at the lower. The Lincoln is 20. The Holland is 20 from the Turnpike, 30 from 1 to 9. Stall on the Parkway northbound at the Driscoll Bridge, still being cleared from the center lane. Great shape on the throughway north and southbound throughout Westchester and Rockland County. Big hangups in Greenwich. Accidents on the Merritt northbound and south on a 27 single laning. Stick with 95 where the Post Road instead. Accident being cleared off the LIE Eastman at South Oyster Bay Road. That's in the HOV lane. Your forecast today, mostly cloudy and 64. Partly cloudy skies tonight, down to 52 in the city. Saturday, partly cloudy and 62, but definitely better than Sunday. A rainy Sunday with a high of 67. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors can recommend tailored security solutions like servers, storage, networking. Plus, right now, get 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. To speak to a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor today, call 877-BY-DELL. That's 877-BY-DELL.
This is Patrick Cullen, president of the Supreme Court Officers Association. Join me for Justice Matters, Sundays at noon. Justice Matters brings a new perspective on the challenges facing our criminal justice system and their impact on New Yorkers. That's Justice Matters, Sundays at noon on AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Steve Adubato. Every Sunday, Steve Adubato's Leadership Hour brings you valuable tips on how to become a better leader. I'll also interview leaders in government, business, and other arenas. So catch me, Steve Adubato, Sundays at 2 p.m. for the Leadership Hour, right here on AM 970.
I want to tell you about Connors and Sullivan. And, you know, I got the copy in front of me, and I'm supposed to tell you stuff, you know, about wills and trust, power of attorney, healthcare proxy, living will, estate plan. I could tell you how I went to see my Connors with my sordid, ridiculous life with a couple exes, a couple kids here and there. You know, where's the money going? So, but back to business. If indeed you have the problems that I had and I didn't know where to go, and I went to my son Joey, my consigliere, the wartime consigliere, he got me to Connors and Sullivan. You can get a free seminar from Mike himself. Here, please. Monday, October 28th, Bocelli Restaurant, Highland Boulevard on Staten Island, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., 7 p.m. And then again on Tuesday, October 29th in Midtown, okay, in Manhattan, 3 West Club, that's 3 West 51st Street at 11 and 3. Mike does these for free. But if you can't make it, please call Lisa over there and Bridget's there and Kelly's there. The great team at Connors and Sullivan is standing by for you. You can get a free office appointment if you call 718 718- 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. God bless Mike and Beth Connors. I'm telling you, great people. And Mike always says it best when he says, the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all.
Everybody knows this guy.
Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Oh, man. I'm already home.
Well, I heard some people talking
just the other day. Hey, Steve Adubato here.
Not the same, though.
Oh, shit.
Whoa, hey, all right, okay.
I didn't know.
Well, first time we've had to use the dump button for a host. All right, very good. Very good. Thank you for
Jerry,
that.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I didn't mean that. I'm sorry.
A little jersey there, huh?
Did that thing get on the air?
No, I dumped it. If you're listening on the stream, though, it did get on the air.
Okay.
We don't have a dump button for the stream.
Hey, so. Steve Adubato here. And I don't use profanity. That's the funny thing.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything really.
All right.
Bad,
well, we'll nix the Eagles talk. There
okay,
we go.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's right. Sorry, Don Henley. So, Steve Adubato here sitting in for Joe Piscopo. Apparently, at this rate, not for much longer. So, the number is 877-970-2999. We're going to, in just a moment, we're going to Pat Lyons, who is the chief of staff over at Seton Hall University. He used to be formerly the AD, the athletic director. He knows more about sports, college sports, than anybody I know. But real quick, I was doing this Lindsey Graham thing, and I was saying Lindsey Graham now is blasting the Democrats for holding what he's calling secret hearings about the president and the impeachment process and Ukraine call to the president. But in 1998, he was saying this is exactly the process we needed because you can't have all people in the committee meeting. Let's go real quick. Let's go to Jim and Passaic, Oyster Bay, Long Island. Hey, apparently he lives next to Billy Joel. So what do you got? Jim, go, tell me.
Good morning, Mr. Adubato. The question I have is that, as I recall, the meetings that were being held during Clinton's indictment in the impeachment career, they were not done in secret. They were done with a select committee, but they were never done in secret. We as a public, I remember hearing all about that. Do you recall that? Is that correct about that?
By the way, Congressman Jim Jordan, a Republican, and 20 other Republicans are in on that committee, so I'm not sure that's exactly secret. They're in the committee hearings as we speak right now, can ask questions, can challenge. I just don't hear any of them say anything. Let's go to Terry over in Manhattan. Terry, what do you say about
Steve.
This?
Hi, Steve. My big question is, were these hearings, did Lindsey Graham and his cohort have these hearings before or after there was a vote of the entire House?
Before.
Because... Okay, I have no argument then. Thank you.
Now listen, and if I'm wrong, tell me, Charlie, but I think I'm right about this. And one more before we go to Pat Lyons. Joe and Passaic, what do you got on this Ukraine thing? I just want to know what happened. That's all.
Hello.
Hey, Joe, real quick. Hello. We're in the 24-second drill. Go ahead.
Yeah. My question is, when they do these appropriations, don't they put in the bill what this money is being used for and why the money is being given to Ukraine? I haven't heard anybody talk about how the bill was written and how it's worded.
Well said. The bill was worded in effort to very basically say it'll help the Ukraine fight against Russia, who was invading them. We know the annexation, if you will, the whole issue of fighting Russia on this. And Congress passed it, and you're not supposed to stop the appropriation. And some say you can't hold up the appropriation by asking for a political favor. I don't know if that happened or not. I just want to get to the truth. Speaking of the truth, we're going over to beautiful South Orange, New Jersey, Seton Hall, my father's alma mater, my son Steven. He just graduated from there. I'm a huge basketball fan, along with so many other people who listen to AM 970. You can find Seton Hall basketball, Al Gattulo, where?
Right here on AM 970, The Answer.
And one of the guys who makes that all happen is Pat Lyons, used to be the athletic director there, now is the chief of staff at the university. How you doing, my friend?
I'm well, but it's a good time to talk sports. You guys are deep into politics, huh?
I'm sorry, we're getting out of it now. We're real fast. Okay. Hey, give us your sense. I'm looking at all these polls, Pat. Seton Hall ranked, you could potentially the number one team in the Big East. Miles Powell, one of the best players in the country, coming back for Seton Hall. I don't want to be, as a fan, I'm trying to be objective and not engaging in fake news, right? I'm trying to be objective. Tell me how good this team is.
So we have the potential to be special, obviously. And, Kevin's done the last, I guess he's going into his 10th
Kevin
year.
Kevin Willard, the basketball coach?
Yeah, what Kevin Will has done, and you know, I know you always talk about leadership, and it's a big part of what you do. You know, that's what he's done with that basketball program is a lesson in leadership and, you know, perseverance and getting through a lot of adversity and battling, and now, you know, now we're seeing the fruits of all that labor. And to your question, we could be really good, but you know, listen, this is going to be the first year that we've had a lot of expectations going into the year. Oh, you know, we had that great senior class a couple of years ago. There's a lot of expectations, but the rankings and having you know, having a player as, you know, as talented and as good of a person as Miles Powell. I mean, he's a generational player. So we definitely have the ability to be very special. But we got to be humble. We got to be hungry, and we got to do all the things that got us here. But it could be good. You know, the other thing to think about too is our schedule is just it's a beast. I mean, obviously the Big East is the best basketball conference in the country. So when you get into conference schedule, that's always tough. But this non-conference schedule that we have assembled is it's going to really test this team. But we have the team that we think can do it.
We're listening to Pat Lyons, chief of staff at Seton Hall University, formerly the AD. Let me ask you this, Pat. You and I do talk leadership a lot. There's the Buccino Leadership Institute over at Seton Hall, which I'm going to be honored to be teaching at in the spring. And let me connect the dots here. Now that you're the chief of staff, and by the way, new president coming in, new president over at Seton Hall, give that plug.
New president, Dr. Joseph Nyer, yep. About 4 months into his tenure here now.
Well, here's the thing. In your view, because you understand the business of college sports, again, better than most, what do you feel the correlation is as Seton Hall's basketball program and other sports programs get stronger and stronger? Your view. How does that help the academic piece of the equation at the university?
Well, I'm always quick to point out, though, you know, athletics is not, unfortunately, athletics, you always hear it is it's the front door of university, and it is, and that's for good, bad, or indifferent. And thankfully now, you know, where our basketball team gets a ton of exposure, it you know, the brand's highly, you know, attributed to basketball, and thankfully we have just, as good as the team is on the court, they're better kids, you know, off the court. They're just great ambassadors for university. But I'm always quick to point out, especially, you know, I was an athletic director for 16 or 17 years between here and Iona. I'm always quick to point out, though, athletics is nothing more than just, another piece of the university, and we never want to make it seem like athletics is a bigger piece, but it's a strategic initiative of the university, and it's important to the university, and it just helps carry the brand, and it helps get that exposure. You know, when you think about men's basketball, this year they're going to be on national TV, you know, however many games we're going to play this year, 30 to 35, and six of those games will be on, you know, the broadcast channel. So when you're sitting at home on a Saturday and you turn on the TV, you know, at noon, whatever, all of a sudden there's a Seton Hall versus Villanova game on. So it's a huge opportunity for us to market our university. And we've all heard that, you know, when people on the West, you go to the West Coast and you're in a bar and or in a restaurant, you're talking to someone and they're like, oh, Seton Hall, great basketball. So, you know, what I'm saying is it's always a balance, though, and you never want to make it seem like the basketball program or athletics is any more important than the other academic offerings of the university. It's just a complement to what all the other great things that a university does, especially at Seton Hall.
Absolutely. And by the way, I want to remind folks that Seton Hall basketball can be heard not only locally on their campus at WSOU, which was one of the best college radio stations in the country, but the truth is on right here on AM 970. You go to a basketball game, and again, we have season tickets. We do, our kids and I do not miss those games. You see the AM 970 logo, the brand right there. You listen right here on AM 970 to those basketball games. And so if you can't catch on the TV side, if you can't be at the game at the Prudential Center, listen here right here on AM 970. You can tell them into shameless plugging. In that spirit, since we every Sunday at 2 p.m. we have the Leadership Hour that I host with my colleague Mary Gamba. Number one, I have to ask you this, Pat. You'll probably come on the Leadership Hour talking about this, but I'm going to ask you right now. The number one leadership lesson you've learned in sports, in academics, in business, in your professional life so far is what?
Yeah, I was actually on your show a couple of years ago. You asked me the same
great.
Thing. It's so tough to say just one, but, you know, the number one, I don't know if it's so much of a leadership lesson or it's just a philosophy that it's all about the people. You know, I've tried in my whole career to surround myself with good people who work hard. You know, I always use this cliche when I was the athletic director, and I'm sure I'll continue to carry it on now, that when we hire people in athletics, we wanted them to have PhDs. And what we meant by that was be passionate, be hungry, and be driven. And again, I know it's very cliche, but I've always been a firm believer if you have those three qualities, you can figure anything out. You know, if you have those three qualities, you're going to make it in life. And so I know it's a long way. You're looking for a one-word answer, and I didn't give it up.
No, not a one-word answer. Because leadership is not always so black and white, right, Pat?
Right, right. No question. No question about it. But I've always, in all my time in being in leadership positions, you know, and especially being an athletic director at a Division I institution for all those years, that's always, I followed that simple philosophy, and it's always worked.
And also tell you this, by the way, when Pat did come on, he was great on the Leadership Hour. I want to let everyone know that the Leadership Hour that we're doing is, in fact, now on video. We're shooting it on video. It's going to be available here on AM 970 on the app and a range of other platforms as well. So those who are coming on will be seen as well as heard. Pat, most importantly, I want to wish you and the team and the family at Seton Hall University that I'm proud to be a small part of all the best, not just the basketball team that we look forward to seeing great things from and listening to right here on AM 970, but the entire university on the academic side, the faculty, the students, the family administration, and your new president as well. So, Pat, thanks for joining us, my friend.
Thank you. It was great. Enjoyed it.
Good stuff. That was Pat Lyons, who is the chief of staff at Seton Hall University, formerly athletic director there. We have to go to some news?
Traffic with Susie Cerone.
Well, news about traffic is
That's
what
right.
I meant.
News about traffic.
Excuse me.
There you go. We got it. We can do that. It's an accident in the Bronx on the Hutch South, but at 95, one lane is out. Deegan delays southbound, begin at McLean Avenue in Yonkers. That'll go all the way down to the Cross Bronx. The Cross Bronx westbound, pretty slow from the Bruckner to the outbound, George. Brooklyn Bridge, Brooklyn bound, that's going to be at least an extra 10 minutes. Minor delays at the inbound, George, for either deck. The inbound Lincoln is 20. In at the Holland, it's 20 from the Turnpike, 30 from 1 and 9. Crashing Clifton, Route 3 eastbound at Bloomfield Avenue. There's an accident on 287 southbound at exit 13. You are good to go on the New York State Thruway northbound and southbound through Westchester, Rockland, and Orange County. Greenwich, one down, one to go. The accident cleared off the Merritt southbound at 27. Still a separate accident on the northbound side, so single laning into Greenwich. Crash just in on the Meadowbrook northbound at the Southern State. And an accident cleared off the LIE eastbound near South Oyster Bay Road. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Join me and the son of our president, Donald Trump Jr., on November the 1st at the next Dining Out Dialogues. We'll be at Bobby Vann's at Park Avenue from 3 to 6 p.m. Join us. Call Bobby Vann's for reservations today.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller this Saturday afternoon at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Celebrate this spooktacular sizzling sprint weekend with scary good savings at your local Sprint store. This weekend only, when you switch to Sprint, you can pick up a new Samsung Galaxy Tab A 10.1 on us. That's right, get a Samsung Galaxy Tab A 10.1 on us when you add unlimited data for just $25 per month. Plus, when you switch to Sprint, you'll get $100 via prepaid MasterCard for each new phone you lease. The more lines you switch, the more savings you'll get. There's never been a better time to switch to Sprint. Stop by your local Sprint store during Sizzling Sprint Weekend, October 25th, 26th, and 27th to learn more and check out other great deals. That's October 25th, 26th, and 27th at Sprint. Requires 4 and 60 days of service before card ships. Card terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Member FDIC. Tab A $0 per month after 14, 17 months. Credit for 24 months credit. Apply within two bills. Requires new line on qualifying plan. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Unlimited plan, data deprioritization, and speed maximums apply. Excludes tax and roaming.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Football fan, are you? Yes. Patriotic American? I know you are. AM 970 and Army Football are bringing you a once-in-a-lifetime experience that you cannot miss. For the first time ever, we will be hosting the ultimate Army game fan experience at the iconic Mikey Stadium. For a short time, you will have a chance to buy VIP tickets to the November 9th Army game against UMass, and you'll get to experience it with me. That's right. These are exclusive tickets that you cannot get anywhere else. Your VIP fan experience will include a parking pass, game ticket, VIP pregame party at the suite in the Kimsey Center, food and beverage. And you'll get to enjoy all of this with us
And even Big Al's going to be there. We're offering an early bird special price of $74.99 if you purchase your ticket before October 31st. That's right, $74.99 for a ticket, parking, food, drink, and the Army football experience of a lifetime. Just head to goarmy.eventbrite.com to purchase tickets. That's goarmy.eventbrite.com. For your early bird special price tickets. Prices will go up and tickets are limited. Get them while you can. I'll see you at the Army game. GoArmy.eventbrite.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
I wanted to play U2's A Beautiful Day because we're going to have some beautiful weather today, but not so much over the weekend, but we're waiting for Isaac Longley to check in. I don't know if Isaac is there or not.
Bono's there. If Bono's there, we are good.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. That's a good point.
That guy's got some career. The Pope, he meets every president, he's a world traveler, everybody respects his opinion. Not everybody, but you know.
No, that's true. But they do put on a heck of a show. But we've got some weather coming up this weekend. We've got some rain coming in the forecast on Sunday. Isaac Longley is going to give us all the weather details.
Go, Isaac.
Hello there.
All right, Isaac, what's going on with the weather?
Well, it looks like high pressure is going to bring us a mix of clouds and sunshine today, turning mild this afternoon, the high up to 65 degrees, a few clouds lingering into tonight. We'll have a low of 53 in the city and 40s in many suburbs, a mix of clouds and sunshine once again tomorrow, a beautiful day with a high up to 63. Then it turns out cloudy by tomorrow night with some rain arriving later on west of the city, the low near 55. Cloudy skies and breezy on Sunday with periods of rain which could fall heavy at times, and we'll have a late day high of 68.
All right, Isaac, thanks so much. We appreciate it, and have yourself a good weekend. So there you go. Got a Here couple go. Of nice days, and then we got rain on Sunday. So.
Now, okay, you ready?
Yeah.
At 9:25, by the way, this is Steve Adubato. Mm-hmm. Paul pumped up. You know what, Charlie, I want to say thank you because you brought me this double espresso.
No problem.
I could not be, by the way, no biscotti with this.
sorry.
I'm trying, sorry, to keep my, trying to keep my weight down. Yeah. So you ready?
Right.
Piscopo's in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
We're drinking espresso. He'll be back next Wednesday,
right.
And I am fired up because at 9:25 this morning, Governor Phil Murphy will be joining us live right here on AM 970. So if you're in your car, if you're listening online, you're on your computer, we want you right now. Go on my Twitter account, right. At Steve Adubato, Adubato, or
go to the Joe Piscopo Show. Excuse me, I almost forgot the Twitter account.
What,
there.
Did I bore you to the point?
No. I was zoning out for a second because obviously the governor and the first lady will actually be at the American Dream Mall
today.
This morning, today they're opening it, which is kind of weird. So they're opening a portion of the mall.
Yes,
but they're not opening all of it until March because a lot of the stores are not ready to go.
And he's going to break away at 9:25 to call into the best morning radio show anywhere, New York, New Jersey metropolitan area radio.
I would agree with you on that.
He is. He's going to do that. So here's the thing. I want you to call in right now at the number. I have the number right here.
877-970-2999.
I was just about to say that. Call 877-970-2999. Steve out of here. Here's the thing. What would you want to ask the governor about? I'll give you a little background. You ready, Charlie? He's in favor of legalized marijuana. Tell us what you want to ask the governor about that or tell us your views on it. He's in favor of increasing taxes on those who earn $1 million or more. He says it's tax fairness. He says the only way New Jersey can have free community college and other services that he thinks make sense, including universal pre-K. Before you go to school, everyone gets free pre-K, if you will, particularly if you're income challenged. The only way to do the things we need to fix the roads, to fix the bridges, to fix New Jersey Transit. Sorry for all the people waiting on a platform this morning. The only way to do what we need to do is to raise taxes on everyone who earns over $1 million. The governor will be talking about that. He'll be talking about pension reform, public employee pensions. It's going broke. They're busted. They got no money left. He's talking about that. He's talking about the new Green Deal. I'm going to ask him if he's in favor of that or not. We got only 10 minutes with him. I'm going to ask him 68 questions. But right now, call in right now. 877-970-2999. Tell me what I should ask Governor Phil Murphy at 9:25. Steve Adubato, sit in for the great Joe Piscopo.
opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
55 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Wegmans opening up in the Brooklyn Navy Yard on Sunday, its first location in New York City. Store manager Kevin Cuff says the 74,000 square foot store in the Admirals Row development will have a restaurant and bar with locally brewed beer. Cuff also says the store will be employing 500 people, many of whom live in Brooklyn. Store will also feature more than 60,000 products, including organic items, fresh seafood, and 300 varieties of cheese. Ford is going to show off a new Mustang-inspired electric SUV next month. The automaker says the new vehicle busts the myth that electric vehicles have to be boring. The announcement comes as rival Tesla is starting production of a new, more affordable electric SUV in 2020. The new Ford SUV will be unveiled November 17th at the Los Angeles Auto Show. In sports, Rangers over the Sabres, Islanders beat the Coyotes. Thursday Night Football, it was the Vikings over the Redskins. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Catullo, AM 970, The Answer.